Okay, we were discussing the rough ice here.
Well, that was an unusual year because in 1936 the ice river was so high when the ice was running. And when it finally closed, the middle of November, it stayed froze about 10 days and froze about a foot thick. And then it broke, just like in the spring year. It broke, and it just kept piling up, jamming up, piling up, and all the way down clean to Charlie Creek, just like that. It just until the ice just pushed it right up on the bank. Like an eagle, it's an awful high bank there, and you could step right off the bank right onto the river.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it was all the way across. It just kept no place for the ice to go, so it just kept going up and just moving, and so much water finally. So of course in the spring when that broke in 37, well, it just flooded everywhere all the way down the river. But that was an unusual winter. And then on top of that, we had a lot of cold weather and lots of snow.